I-74. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 43 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
You're tuned in to Inside the Locker Room with legendary Alabama basketball head coach Wim Sanderson and former SEC and ACC assistant basketball coach Barry Sanderson, a father-son duo with decades of coaching experience, breaking down the latest in Alabama athletics with the insight only two coaches can bring. From the hardwood to the gridiron. From inside Coleman Coliseum to the heart of Bryant-Denny Stadium. If it's happening in Crimson Tide sports, you'll hear it here first. With analysis, opinion, and straight talk that cuts through the noise. Live weekday mornings from 7 to 9 a.m. on Tide 100.9 FM and 1230 a.m. WTBC. This is where champions get their day started. This is Inside the Locker Room with Wimp and Barry Sanderson.
And good morning and welcome into a hump day edition of Inside the Locker Room. 205-342-9904 is the phone number if you'd like to jump in with us this morning. The X account's at Locker Room 109 at Barry Sanderson at Wimp Sanderson 1. Our email for the show is wimpandbarry@yahoo.com. Download the app, the Tide 100.9 app. And you can take us with you anywhere you go. Also, can send an app message throughout the show. We'll be happy to read those over the air or answer any question over the app if you don't feel comfortable. Call, you also could email the question as well. We want to thank Yellowwood Pressure Treated Pine from Great Southern. If it doesn't have the yellow tag on it, then you certainly don't want it. Go to yellowwood.com to find a dealer that is closest to you. Good morning, Chase. How are you, sir? Good morning, Dad. How are you guys doing this morning?
Doing okay. Several things. I'll go very quickly. We still have Auburn, LSU, Florida, and Arkansas in the league without coaches. A lot of conjecture about what's going to happen. I'm trying to find out to help us with Auburn. John Summerall, probably maybe the favorite. I have no idea. I was told that at Tulane. Not sure about that. Alabama is 4. And let me say this when I give you a little bit of this, not much. This is subject to change. This is now. It is subject to change when these games are over with. And I think sometimes we get all excited about where things are and they don't fall that way. Alabama was number 4. Two Big Tens led the way, Ohio State and Indiana. And A&M was 3rd. Alabama, as it stands today, would play the winner of Georgia and Memphis, which would probably be Georgia. Georgia was number 5. One interesting thing that they had in yesterday's thing, I thought, was if Ole Miss were to beat Virginia in the first round, they would be playing A&M, which I don't think will happen, but you know it could happen. Just talk, so we'll see what happens there. As of last night. In basketball, Purdue won big, Kentucky won big, Texas Tech won big. And I don't think Texas is very good in basketball right still. And Duke got them 75-60. They're beating pretty much everybody that they play. My lines, and not my lines, but the lines I get on CBS are quite different. Not quite different, but somewhat different than Barry's. But the Auburn-Vanderbilt game was 6.5. Auburn gets 6.5. And it showed today kind of one of the interesting ones. I don't know what my blue plate's going to be. Missouri's a +7, pardon me, at home against A&M. You know, A&M shows you so they darn good. Every time you think they're going to lose, they don't. And Alabama in the CBS one is there's a -9 for LSU, so they're 10-point favorite. Kentucky gets 3 against Florida. Those kind of things. I don't know what's the best one. So probably need to study one that's not in the league this time. Anyway, as Barry said, we welcome your calls and try to answer any questions that you have. I'll try to find out as best I can behind the scenes from Jimmy and them, who might have a real lead in the. You know, his daughter's come out and made a comment too, which doesn't mean anything. not his daughter, but the coach's daughter. So anyway, one other thing, and I'm not saying this, Vern Osberry, who's a minority, that's fine, has been put in as the new, I think it's kind of interesting though to me to see as they begin to try to find people, has been put in as the new athletic director at LSU. Things just could not get straight. I think the LSU athletic director make a mistake. Probably, y'all probably made them too. I've made them in my life. The guy didn't turn out, but I think he's pretty good, smart athletic, pretty good athletic director. You know, I don't, some people probably don't think so, but anyway, Vern has been there a long time, and he is also going to be on the selection committee for the new coach. That's all I got, D.
All right. I think the first poll the committee does is probably the easiest one. It was really no shock there. The top four, we told you what that was going to be. Notre Dame, who lost their first two games, has won the next six. Everybody's bragging about them. They're 10. You got to have the one group of five team. It's just crazy to me that a team can make the college football playoff that lost to UAB. And right now, Memphis is not ranked. But even though they're not ranked, they're the highest ranked group of five team. They almost ought to be if you don't have a group of five team ranked, do they really deserve to be in the playoff? I know you want to include them in the party, but if they don't have one that's even got a, if they're not, yeah, at least you should have to at least be in the top 25 in order to get one of those spots. But right now, that's not the way it is. Your thoughts about that?
I agree. And the other factor too is anybody that let UAB beat them shouldn't be in college football.
That's not the committee's fault. They're just going by what it says there. But you know, like I feel like some of these teams, like, and when I was watching game day, they kept telling about being careful for Georgia Tech going to NC State. That's the only game they lost, and man, that just completely knocked them out of the playoff. They don't seem to get any grace there with a loss. Chase, catch that phone. Any grace with one loss? And Georgia Tech's been a pretty good football team. And so right now they're on the outside looking in. Virginia is the highest ranked because Miami lost again, so that puts them out. But it seems like Georgia Tech, they didn't get any grace, did they, on that one loss?
No, they didn't. It's the eye test. It's how you're feeling because Georgia Tech has not been very good. I think that's a little something to do with it.
Yeah. So, anyway, McElroy was on the show last night. I thought those guys did a good job. McElroy and Coach Saban, they must go to the same hair dye. I didn't know McElroy's pretty young.
He'll dye that hair in a heartbeat.
His is red, too. Maybe I should go dye mine red.
You don't look old if you dye your hair. I wanted to dye mine. Everybody I talk to says wimp.
McElroy's a redhead now. Like maybe you've always been a redhead, but you can tell he and Coach are using the same. He had that thing cleanly cut. But McElroy does a good job. I'm not knocking him. I'm just actually.
I'm on a little show with him every Thursday.
Don't tell him I said he got his hair dyed.
No, he's a smart guy. Yeah. He's very smart. Alabama people don't like him. A lot of them don't, but he's a very smart guy. I used to think maybe he might be a smart editor. I started doing that about 5 years ago, but he's not. He's the Booker Bear is pretty smart.
Yeah, well, that would be my only thing. There's nothing the committee can do about that. They got to put Memphis in. But if you don't have, if you're a Power Five and you're not at least ranked in the top 25, then we should just let one of these other big boys get in the playoff. All right, 2-minute truck. They're at 1330 Martin Road East. That's where you go pick up your boxes, your packing supplies, whatever you need to make this a smooth move. It's local, out of town, out of state, no problem. Let the professionals handle it. They'll take great care of you and all your stuff. More importantly, they'll take the stress away. 205-247-5050. 2 men in a truck. Movers who care.
what's trending on the Tuscaloosa Thread.
Good morning. I'm Mary Kay with the Town Square Media Newsroom. An Alabamian should brace for another cold weather surge early next week, bringing the season's lowest temperature so far to the area, with some West Alabama counties experiencing a 21-degree difference between their Saturday night low and their Sunday night low. And the United Way of West Alabama is donating $50,000 to local food pantries to help families struggling with the rising food insecurities. And an Alabama woman is set to compete for $25,000 on the Food Network's Holiday Baking Championship. For more local news coverage, tap the Tuscaloosa Thread app.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Things are starting to fill in a little more for your rush to work. Moving on McFarland and Lurleen Wallace 69 intersection. That's stop and go traffic. And then 43 on the southbound lanes to McFarland. Also slowing down just a bit, not too much. Now you're
out your day with just one pill. Aleve lasts up to 12 hours. Don't let those aches and pains hold you back from doing what's important to you. Use as directed.
Road tripping, business travel, or bringing your car in for repairs. All great reasons to rent a Toyota at Tuscaloosa Toyota. You can rent the latest Toyota models for a day, a week, or a weekend. Every Toyota rental car comes with 24 hours roadside assistance.
7222 or visit them online at catfishheaventuscaloosa.com to check out their menu and order ahead. Catfish Heaven, where every bite feels just right.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Another beautiful day today with a sunny sky, the high 74. Clear tonight, the low 48. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, the high 75. Friday, increasingly cloudy, the chance of a shower by afternoon. Friday's high 74. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 43 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
Did you miss any episode on Tide 100.9? Don't worry. All of our shows can be found on Spotify and Apple Music and on demand on the Tide 100.9 app.
Inside the locker room, all right, just get right to the Yellowwood Hotline. Pressure Treater Pine from Great Southern. Got a full call board here. Get Philip in. Good morning, Philip.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, guys. Big Wednesday. I agree, Wimp. There's a lot of teams. With about a month to go in the season, there's a few teams that can make a move. Louisville, Georgia Tech, Texas, Oklahoma. It's a huge weekend for Texas Tech. With their game coming up against BYU, and Texas Tech has already got one loss, and if they lose this weekend, it can be tough for them. But I think right now, I guess you guys would probably agree. I think there's some four teams that are probably cinches to get four of the spots right now. I think Ohio State, Indiana, Ole Miss, and Notre Dame are in really, really good shape. I just wondered what y'all's thoughts were.
Yep.
Well, I think Notre Dame better be careful with the two losses. I think they will be because they're a national name. Ole Miss has got the luck of it because they've got the easiest schedule. Of course, they've got to beat their – they've got the easiest schedule, and they're the highest with the easiest schedule. And I think Indiana and Ohio State, even with a loss, will stay. I think Alabama is scary. LSU and Oklahoma are scary to me, especially Oklahoma. And so I think Alabama's not in, and I'm not sure that Georgia, Georgia has turned up to be an 8.5-point favorite against Mississippi State, which you predicted Mississippi State would win. Georgia's not quite the Georgia of the past, but I think they'll get in because of the past a little bit if they can find them with the present. So.
I think it's got a scary path, and they deserve to be scary, is Texas. They got to go to Georgia.
Yeah.
They got Arkansas at home, and they got to finish up with Texas A&M. One more loss, Phillip, with all their close games, they're out. So they got to win out.
Yeah, they're in that Tennessee situation almost.
Yeah. I think even Ole Miss could lose one, although they won't, and still get it. I think Alabama can lose one. Still, they can't lose two. They could lose one and still be in there. But
the obvious team I left out too that's in good shape right now at this point, as Wimp emphasized, at this point in time, A&M is 8-0, so they're in really, really good shape right now. But, of course, that could change.
Yeah, well,
they're going to Missouri. Missouri's 7-point underdog, but go ahead there.
Well, you know, A&M's got South Carolina. I'm sorry, they got Missouri, South Carolina, and Samford. And they finish up at Texas. So as long as they win three out of those four games, I think they're good.
They're bound for Atlanta at that point, probably.
Yeah.
But it's looking sort of like, an A&M Ole Miss type.
The problem with going to Atlanta, you go to Atlanta, and so you play that extra game.
Yeah.
You lose. Mm-hmm. All right, you're not going to get the bye, so now you're going to have to turn around and play again the next week. You know, you're just having to play you're adding an extra game to your schedule there, and it could knock you down where you're on the road or something like that, but it is what it is. They're not going to do away with that conference championship game. So.
Well, winning the conference championship now don't mean jack crap.
Well, it gets you that bye, though. It could get you that bye because you're the SEC champion.
The bye, that's about it.
Well, that's big. So
I'll tell you this: my other prediction for the weekend, and I'm going crazy this weekend. I was going to beat Oregon.
I'll watch it. We'll watch it. I think Mississippi State can knock off Georgia.
I think they can,
but they probably won't. Thank you, Philip.
Thank you.
All right, back up to the Yellowwood Hotline. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Joe.
I'll second everything that was just said in that conversation, all three of you guys. I'm not going to add to it. Can I change the subject?
Wait a minute. We said something right?
Yeah, all three of you. I agree with everything that was said. Since I didn't get to call in yesterday, can I change the subject for one call?
Sure.
You can call in every day, but you don't ever call.
You changed it to tiddlywinks.
What you got, Joe?
I see why Oates was so high on Allen and Hannah. Those two guys, especially Allen, he led us in minutes. That just looks like a TR Dunn score box line when you look at his line. 12 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 steals, 1 block, and 1 turnover.
Well, you got to go by who you play. Yeah.
I know it, Wimp, but you still got to do it regardless of who you're playing.
Okay. All right.
Right?
But I don't know that.
You got to motivate them.
Yeah, you'll get a better feel. Of course, when we bring that depth back, these guys' minutes are going to go down. But you'll find out a little bit Saturday, Joe, where you're at.
Yeah. Bright and early at 11 o'clock on FS1. We'll see.
Yeah.
Hey, did you look at
the only thing that I noticed that the people that surrounded the coach, all the coaching staff, had on the same shirts. They had 10 of them.
Yeah.
Everybody, there's 10 shirts of guys who handle Alabama basketball. It was kind of interesting. Go ahead.
What you got, Joe?
Did you look at Bucky's box score?
Yeah.
A&M.
That was his 100th win in college basketball.
Let me tell you what worries me about Bucky. And I have not looked at the score, okay? I haven't looked at the score. I'm so proud of him. I like him a great deal. He is a guy who plays a lot of people. And I think playing a lot of people is great for your team. You have to be a little bit careful. I'm saying this right. A little bit careful in that you don't hurt the minutes of people who decide they want to go 88 out the gate. I think that's the only little thing he needs to keep in mind as he goes.
I will say this, though, when they showed the video of him going to the locker room, and it was his 100th win. They were waiting on him. And, man, they were throwing water all over him. So those players look like guys that have bought into Bucky for sure. Right. They, that they, you know, that – Buzz wins, but his style's boring. And I think these guys are really enjoying playing for Bucky. Don't you, Joe?
Great.
Oh, yeah. And to add what Wimp said, Barry, he played 10 men, and the least of those minutes out of those 10 guys was 16.
Hmm.
16. Now, I was disappointed in his home crowd for his home first game, 7,500.
Oh, that's terrible.
But you know who led him in scoring? Oh, he had the second most minutes was Griffin, of course. And Jay Billis had Griffin listed as the number one, as 91 on his transfer list, the 91 best player that transferred.
You know, when you start comparing these blue bloods, supposedly blue bloods, I watched about 10 minutes of Kentucky last night. The difference between the talent level between Kentucky and Duke is miles away. Duke has got some talent. Kentucky, they could barely score last night. Maybe that was just a one-off. I mean, after about 14 minutes in the game, the score was like 12-7. It was awful. It was awful to watch.
The two words you got to remember, Joe, and this coaching is correct evaluation. You have to evaluate correctly. Go ahead. Your players that you get. Go ahead.
Devontae played 21 minutes last night, Barry. He had zero fouls. Zero.
Mo Diabate. Yeah, he had 7 points. 7 points. They ended up blowing the team out, but they did not. I don't know. Then their best player, I think, was hurt. But I was not that impressed with Kentucky. Just a little bit. I saw that. Now I'm sure they're better than they played. But
when he played at Alabama, he would go in and have at least one foul or two fouls every time he put him in the game.
Yeah. So,
and he played 21 minutes last night.
Yeah,
you got the Alabamas and the Tennessees. I don't know. I haven't seen Kentucky, but I just assume that Kentucky is, you know, those kind of A&M involves in that. You got Auburn probably in the middle, anywhere from 12-16. You'll have Auburn number.
I don't know. They'll be that low. 12-16.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I tell you, those four different, you know, he's only got one guy back.
Yeah.
So he's going to go as far as that guy can take him. And a point guard is critical, but he's got his work cut out for him this year at Auburn.
Yeah, he looked like a deer in headlights game one. So he'll get better, I guess. So thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
Thanks, Joe.
All right, to the Yellowwood Highline. What's up, Super Joe?
What's going on, partner? How you feeling, man?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Oh, man, everything all great. But I want to ask you a question, Reckless. Hey, what you been hearing about the practices lately?
The practices? You talking about football practices?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Well, the word out of there was that I think these guys only practiced, I think, two times last week, and they got back going Sunday, and according to the staff, it's the best practices they've had. So I think the time off was probably good for these guys. Everybody's kind of feeling good. They're winning. Everybody's positive about it. So I think they're pretty upbeat, what it sounds like coming out. Are you hearing something different?
No, I ain't hearing nothing different. That's just uplifting news to me, because I do believe, you know, we play four quarters in the game. I think LSU will be LSU through. So, but to make it plain and simple, you know, you know, we got. I believe if we do that like this month, I do believe. Next month, I do believe we get to the SEC championship. I think Texas A&M is going to probably be our biggest threat.
Yeah, Alabama started out Super Joe, and I know you probably don't feel with the lines as a 10.5-point favorite. It's 9.5 now. Why are the bettors thinking LSU is going to come in here and play well?
Well, I'm beyond what they say. LSU. I think LSU got such a vendetta from getting slaughtered at home, but even at the same time, you know, Brian Kelly, he didn't know what he was doing out here, but he was better off staying in Notre Dame. I don't want to be critical of the man, but, you know, he really was better off staying with the Irish. Because there's a lot of these coaches that may say they're experienced, but then they come to the SEC, they're not going to know what they're not going to know what they're doing.
Yeah, well, it didn't seem like a good fit. Did not seem like a good fit. So
I want to go where I can fit, and that way I can keep winning. Because if I look at it like this, if I'm doing good coaching at Penn State, or let's say if I'm coaching a like USC Trojans or something, or maybe Notre Dame, I think. And if somebody asks me, there's an offer in Alabama. Well, I'm not coming. I'm not coming.
You ain't gonna mess with Happy, are you, Super Joe? You ain't gonna mess with Happy, are you? You're not gonna mess with Happy, are you?
Can't mess up no Happy. I can't afford it.
There you go. Thank you, sir.
Well, thank you. Well, KK partner, I'm gonna go jump on out of here.
All right, buddy. All right, partner. All right, back to the Yellowwood Hotline. What's up, Pat?
Hey, good morning, guys. Coach wanted to talk about your blue plate special. And,
okay, help me some. Ask that guy not to.
Why are you trying to bring up negative subjects, Pat?
Barry
told
me enough of that. Why that guy
take a knee on the 1 foot line?
Yeah, exactly. Because somebody had a bet on that ball game. That bends me out of shape. That's worse than that just makes me so mad because these kids are so close. And they're letting them. I saw that our SEC commissioner is trying to make a move to no longer allow gambling on pros. Because what if these kids get in trouble with pro bets, and then they got them hooked? Shoeless Joe?
Can you imagine as bad as I've been, I was 1 foot away from winning. 1 foot.
Yeah.
What's the difference between winning and losing? Just one play.
No. It's just a game of inches, guys.
Same thing.
Hey, I got a lock for you. The Alabama over, from what I understand, y'all just gave me a different number because Alabama, I thought, originally opened at like 12.5.
Well, man, I'll give you a different number.
I only give you the numbers on here. The number, what do you think the over-under number is? I'll tell you what's on.
50.5.
Well, what are you wanting to bet, over or under?
Yes.
Well, I'm going to do you a favor. It's 48.5 on ESPN right now. So if you like 50, then you need to pull another 1,000 out of your bank account and throw it on there at 48.5.
No, I'm trying to prepare my parlay for Ryan's show Friday. And I don't bet with real bookies. But I have won. I just won. I got a major deal. I just won 2 weeks.
If you don't make it, plus it's the coach. That's what they used to
do. Yeah. Hey, but I'm serious. So your over is over on that because I got the game at 34-17. Alabama wins.
Well, if it goes 34-17, that'd be over 48.5. So,
yep,
you'd be a winner.
Yep.
All right,
guys.
Thank you, Pat.
Y'all have a blessed day. We're getting ready for basketball now. I'm getting excited about this team. Like I said, I did not like the game the other night, but we had 5 players that was in the rotation, so I couldn't really tell nothing.
I'm trying to have a blessed day.
There you go. Thank you, Pat.
Y'all have a good one. Bye-bye.
All right, Thomas Rib Shack, that's your answer for your lunch. Great sides, great vegetables there. Also, you're looking for barbecue. They got the pork, the ribs, the chicken, the fish, whatever you need there. If you want something for the weekend, you want to tailgate and take some great barbecue there. I highly recommend that. You can do it at thomasribshack.com. You can order right there online. Give them a call, 205-759-5010. Located 2931 15th Street. Get by there today. Tell them that Wimp and Barry sent you. Best fried okra in the state of Alabama. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports. Chase. Break. We put Chase to sleep again.
Your flagship home of Alabama sports. We are a championship school, and school is in session.
And the clock's going to run out, and Bama's going to win it, 29-22. And for the love, let's get out of here.
Join us.
us next Saturday as the Crimson Tide take on the LSU Tigers at Bryant-Denny Stadium on your home for Alabama football. Presented by Pearl River Resort in Choctaw, Mississippi. Online at pearlriverresort.com. And Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Online at TuscaloosaCDJR.com. And by DCH Regional Medical Center. Online at DCHSystem.com.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Things are starting to fill in a little more for your rush to work. Moving on McFarland and Lurline Wallace 69 intersection. That's stop and go traffic. And then 43 on the southbound lanes to McFarland. Also slowing down just a bit, not too much. Now you're looking good on 69. Still moving strong here on both the north and southbound lanes at Skyland Boulevard. With your Tuscaloosa traffic now, Tammy Thomas.
The Tide Tailgate Show is presented by Pearl River Resort in Choctaw, Mississippi. Online at pearlriverresort.com. And by Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Online at TuscaloosaCDJR.com. And by Two Dimes. Online at TwoDimes.club. And by Druid City Regional Medical Center. DCHSystem.com.
Road tripping, business travel, or bringing your car in for repairs. All great reasons to rent a Toyota at Tuscaloosa Toyota. You can rent the latest Toyota models for a day, a week, or a weekend. Every Toyota rental car comes with 24 hours roadside assistance.
Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HAPPY for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HAPPY for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
What does it mean to advertise and do your marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa? Melissa started her business in 2014. What would you say to someone considering Town Square Media Tuscaloosa?
My experience with Town Square Media has been awesome, and I would definitely recommend it to anyone. I think that this is the first time in my marketing experience that I've been able to see my return on investment. I would definitely say in the past that has not been the case, and this, I like knowing that that's 100%. A lot of the marketing we've done has been radio. You guys have so much more to offer than that. Whether it's, you know, websites from targeted marketing to radio, you are kind of a one-stop shop, and it makes doing marketing so much easier. So I would definitely recommend it.
For more info on marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa, call 205-345-7200 or click on Advertise With Us on our website.
Two-time state champion and two-time NIT champion, Barry Sanderson breaks down the latest in sports on Inside the Locker Room on Tide 100.9.
Welcome back to Inside the Locker Room. Phone lines are open 205-342-9904. All right, looking at, you know, as you get the first poll, then you start looking at some games that maybe affect the next week's poll. So let's look at those. First out of the shoot, USC's on the outside looking in right now. They play Friday against Northwestern. That's at home. Indiana. This would have been a big game at the beginning of the year. It probably still is a big game because it's the next game. But Indiana, with their hurt quarterback, Penn State, goes to Penn State. Do you give Penn State any chance to knock off Indiana at home?
To me, it's
according
to how bad the quarterback is.
No, I'm saying Penn State's quarterback's out, not Indiana.
Oh, I thought it was Indiana. Okay. No. I think it was, but I wasn't sure. Okay. No, I ain't getting there. Blows them out of order. Indiana's got a high scoring offense, and they play well against a lot of people. We don't like to think that, and we always try to knock the schedule. The schedule ain't great, but they're pretty good. I think they are.
Yeah. So you give Indiana 15.5 point favorite. Right? Georgia travels to Georgia, sitting there at number 5. They've had some close games. They've won them all, except for Bama. They traveled to Mississippi State. Any chance there?
It's a half, I think, what I saw today.
It's 7.5.
Okay, it was 8.5 on CBS. CBS usually goes different than you low, but for some reason they were high today. I think it'll be a tough game. I think
I think Mississippi State's fairly well coached offensively. I think they are. I think he does a good job with them. They don't have the mentality to come back to keep what they have when they score some. They can't seem to have the depth to keep it. But I think he's. When you look at them, Barry, having won one game and all the games that they've won is, you can't say anything positive, particularly because they've gone through coaches and so forth. But I think he's done okay.
Yeah, same deal. Big game here as far as a selection committee. Big game as far as the Big 12. BYU ranked 7. At Texas Tech, who's ranked 8. Texas Tech, 10.5-point favorite at home.
Hey, but hard to see. That BYU's good at home, though.
That game's not at BYU, though. It's in Lubbock.
I know it. And I think you got to go with Texas Tech. Sometimes they're not quite as good as you think they're going to be, but they're high. They put a lot of money in that program. That president there has said that this is what it's going to take to make Texas Tech big. And to have students come to our school because we're winning football games, that's put the money to it. And they've done that. And they've got a couple of boosters there that can give them the money. So Texas Tech's hard to beat there. What's the line on that, son?
10.5. 10.5. So they're not thinking much of BYU on the road. Wow. That's a lot of points. All right, Ohio State, it shows you how bad the Big Ten is top to bottom. They are on the road at Purdue, 29.5-point favorite.
Well, Purdue's terrible.
Ole Miss, they're knocking at the door. They got no problems unless the cadets of the Citadel go in there.
Citadel, that's 29-point favorite or something.
The Citadel, I don't even have a line on that game. All right, here's a tricky one. Texas A&M at Missouri. Texas A&M 6.
+7.
Well, I got 6.5 here, but whatever. It's still tough. That game could go either way. I'm surprised Texas A&M is that big of a favorite at Missouri.
Well, will that go either way, you think?
I mean, I think it would only go down. I don't see it going up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. So, there's your chance maybe to.
Yeah, that's the one I looked at. But the game of the show, I said that. Missouri's going to be ready to play. And coach does a good job of firing them up.
Yeah, that's ABC. So, if you're going to the Bama game, you're going to be on the quad. That'll be one you'd be watching before you go in the stadium. All right, Oregon. Oregon, 7-1, only loss at home to Indiana. They got to go to Iowa. Oof, that's a good game. It's a sneaky
Iowa
good game.
Iowa doesn't score a lot, Barry. They never have scored a lot. They're pretty good defense.
Well, Iowa's 6-2, 4-1 in the Big Ten. So
they're better.
Oregon is a 6.5-point favorite. I'm just talking about games that might affect this deal. Miami's still on the outside looking in. They're at home against Syracuse. They're terrible. Vanderbilt on the outside looking in. If they were to lose to Auburn, then that would end it. So they still got something to play for. Auburn, why is that line 6.5? They think DJ Durkin said Derek Nix was calling the plays. He was going to call every play. So there was, which was a little bit of a shot at Hugh Freeze, I think. And he was very... DJ Durkin was very confident, and he came across confident in his press conference. What I think he needed to be, and he had a plan, and he was good. He wasn't going to meddle in the offense, and Nix was going to call the plays, and he was going to call all the plays. And so I think they'll play better offensively with Hugh Freeze gone, don't you?
Probably, and I think defensively they'll do a good job catching the wideouts and the throws and the runs that the quarterback makes. I think he'll be working really hard. I think he'll cut down on some of the scoring that Vanderbilt's done, but it'll be an interesting game. If he were to win that game, the talk would be, be a lot of talk about him being the coach. But
they better not talk to Kevin Skarbinski, because Kevin will give him some stats as to why he shouldn't be.
He gave some stats yesterday, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He don't need Kevin talking on stuff.
If I give those stats to a guy I know over there.
Surely they're going to look at his record. All right, Washington's at Wisconsin. Wisconsin's at was awful. I guess Washington maybe on the outside. Virginia, who's in the playoff right now.
Ole Miss.
They got Wake Forest at home. Virginia, 6.5-point favorite
Turn
there.
Page.
Cal's at Louisville. I guess Louisville's on the outside looking in. We've talked about LSU, Alabama, and then Notre Dame is at home against Navy. They're going to smack Navy. Who's Notre Dame beating? Notre Dame lost to Miami, and they lost at home to Texas A&M. And I'm trying to pull up.
That's two bad losses, though.
The committee, I mean, Reese Davis thinks they're in the top five. Well, he was talking about them. I don't know. I'm trying to pull up Notre Dame's schedule.
That ain't quite right, top five.
Well, he was all over some Notre Dame last night.
What about my other boy, Greg?
He wasn't as fired up about him as Reese. He's fired up about some Notre Dame, so he's just overlooking them losses. They were to Miami, Texas A&M on the last play of the game at home, but I mean it is what it is. So they don't have to play any other tough games. I can't get Notre Dame's schedule up, Chase. What is going on with this computer? All right, we'll go ahead and take this break here. We'll get back, then we'll wrap up this 8 o'clock hour. 7 o'clock hour. You guys want to jump in 205-342-9904? You listen to Tide 100.9 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Lots more volume on 43 right now, southbound onto McFarland. It looks like we're even dealing with a possible problem here. Now traffic is red lit. That backup is going to take you all the way back to Smithville Boulevard with this one. And then we're also tightening up a bit more on Northport side.
Time powertrain warranty. And right now, get up to $7,000 off new Nissans. Family owned, serving Tuscaloosa for over 50 years. Townsend Nissan, where peace of mind comes standard.
Road tripping, business travel, or bringing your car in for repairs. All great reasons to rent a Toyota at Tuscaloosa Toyota. You can rent the latest Toyota models for a day, a week, or a weekend. Every Toyota rental car comes with 24 hours roadside assistance.
With all of your CPAP needs, including the new Luna Travel CPAP, call 339-8013 or stop by MedSouth in the Northbrook Plaza on McFarland Boulevard.
95.3 The Bear and Sports Radio Tide 100.9 and 1230 AM WTBC are partnering with Baumhauer's Victory Grill this season to put you in the best seats in the house at Bryant-Denny Stadium. Sign up online at 95.3thebear.com, on the app, or the Tide 100.9 app. Each week, we'll pick a winner for a pair of tickets to an Alabama home football game. Baumhauer's Victory Grill, with two locations in Tuscaloosa, Harper Lee Drive and Baumhauer South on Courtney Drive. Let Baumhauer's Victory Grill put you in the best seats in the house. With 95.3 The Fair and Sports Radio Tide 100.9 and 1230 AM WTBC. Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Another beautiful day today with a sunny sky, the high 74. Clear tonight, the low 48. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, the high 75. Friday, increasingly cloudy, the chance of a shower by afternoon. Friday's high 74. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 43 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
Want to jump into any of the shows? Call Tide 100.9 right now at 205-342-9904.
Will somebody answer that damn phone?
That's 205-342-9904.
inside the locker room. All right, Kelly from Dawson chimed in. We were talking about going to the SEC championship and getting a bye. And she said, or he, I don't know if it's he or she, I agree a bye week is good, but didn't every team that got a bye week last year lose? They may have in that second round. It was different last year, but the teams that when the teams,
don't think it
matters. You know, that happens in baseball. Like, you know, the Phillies weren't playing.
You got guys hurt. It helps you.
Yeah, you know, the Dodgers were playing. The Phillies weren't. The Dodgers probably just better. They're sitting there, so Dodgers stayed in rhythm. So sometimes, you know, taking those weeks off, you get out of rhythm. If you don't make it to Atlanta, and you were still, I don't know, you would get a week off after winning. If you lose, then you play again. So you're going to play you'd have to play, let's see, that'd be 12, then that'd be 13, then you'd have to play, you'd play 17 games. It's a lot if you did that. So, but I would still, you still want to get the bye and be ready to go. Now, I do hate that those teams that get the top four seeds don't get a home game. Those other teams do, the 5 through 8, because I think it's neat to have these games on campus. I wish they would do that, but I know they're not going to mess up all the bowls. So, all right, we'll take this top of the hour break. You listen to Tide 100.9 and 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
In another language, save up to 50% on your Babbel subscription when you sign up at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com to save up to 50%. Babbel.com.
WTBC Tuscaloosa and W265 CG Tuscaloosa, a Town Square Media station. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Oklahoma City Thunder are 8-0 after winning the NBA's late game at the Clippers 126-107. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander with 30 points and 12 assists. Golden State held on for a home win over Phoenix 118-107 despite 38 points from the Suns' Devin Booker. Home victories for Toronto and Atlanta and for New Orleans, which had been 0-6 but beat Charlotte 116-112. Charlotte did not score a point in the last 3 minutes. And at Chicago, the Bulls trailed by 24 in the first half and still beat Philadelphia 113-111. Josh Giddey, a triple-double. NHL wins for Utah in overtime at Buffalo. Philadelphia in a shootout at Montreal. LA took the late game 3-0 against Winnipeg. The New York Jets traded defensive back Sauce Gardner to the Colts. And in the first college football playoff rankings, the top three are Ohio State, Indiana, and Texas A&M.
You're tuned in to Inside the Locker Room with legendary Alabama basketball head coach Wim Sanderson and former SEC and ACC assistant basketball coach Barry Sanderson, a father-son duo with decades of coaching experience, breaking down the latest in Alabama athletics with the insight only two coaches can bring. From the hardwood to the gridiron, from inside Coleman Coliseum to the heart of Bryant-Denny Stadium, if it's happening in Crimson Tide sports, you'll hear it here first. With analysis, opinion, and straight talk that cuts through the noise. Live weekday mornings from 7 to 9 a.m. on Tide 100.9 FM and 1230 AM WTBC. This is where champions get their day started. This is Inside the Locker Room with Wimp and Barry Sanderson.
Hey, welcome back to Inside the Locker Room. We'll get right to the Yellowwood Hotline. We're going to talk a little Tuscaloosa Toyota. We just lost somebody. Who'd we lose? We lost him. All right, we're going to get to Tuscaloosa Toyota and talk a little Toyotas with Justin Troll. Justin, we're having to get Dad back. I think he must have messed up his Apple CarPlay or something. But good morning, Justin. How you doing?
Man, doing great. He's already texted me this morning, so he must have. I know he wants to come on, so wanting to ask me about something. He said he'd do it off air. So anyway, yeah, everything's going great. So I tell you, I just got to commend, and seriously, I've got to commend the guys in the service department. You know, we did our tire sale last month, running somewhere around 200, 205, 195 a day, you know, through the shop. That's if you know anything about the business, that's not numbers that, I mean, you've got, I mean, there's most average here in town is less than 75 cars a day. Okay. I'm just giving you real numbers. And to be running on average every day, 150, and then the tire sale to do 200, I'm just telling you, it was phenomenal. It was successful. We do it two times a year. We'll do it again in April, but just got to commend all those guys in service. Where I tell you guys, that's where a customer, you know, spends the most time with his vehicle. It's not buying the car, which takes an hour or so. It's the life of the vehicle in the service department. So if you have a good service department, that is the foundation of the business, and those guys are to be commended for the month they had in October, and they just did an awesome job.
All right, talk about the lot. What are we looking like as far as car-wise on the lot?
Absolutely, with 100% certainty, the best inventory we've had in a few years.
Ooh.
We're going to, I think I may have told you guys last week, at the middle of this month, we're going to be close to 200 just new cars, you know, on the lot. We hadn't had that in probably 4 years. And you can see the difference. And so the buying is different. You know, when you got a bunch of cars, you know, what I've told you guys, we're just not in love with any of them. We want them gone. So if we've got more inventory, you're out. It's not rocket science to get a better deal, you know? So with that inventory, jump on it now. If you're looking for something for, you know, a Christmas present, a 16-year-old, it doesn't matter. Barry, I traded in a 2004 Toyota Highlander yesterday with 64,000 miles on it. And that somebody has, and it's just a night. So a car that could be bought probably for less than $5,000.
Hmm.
You know, I mean,
yeah.
So much inventory. When you got a bunch of new cars, you get valuable trade-ins, you know, so you got to jump on the website, TuscaloosaToyota.com, start searching out the inventory, give me a call, you know, and we'll make it happen and get you in the right vehicle.
Yep, that.
Oh, I don't have anything. I'll have a couple of things I'll ask, but I'll wait.
No, let's just go ahead and solve it on the air.
I told you, Barry, he's going to call me outside of the
No, show. No. Y'all got to do this.
I've got to ask him about something on the show, though.
But I want y'all to do business on the air.
Well, we've already done business. I've already got him taken care of.
Okay, my bad. All right, go ahead. Well, go ahead. Ask him a question then.
Well, I you know, it's outside of Tuscaloosa Toyota. We talk about that a lot, but I want to know his thoughts, and maybe he's already given them. I hadn't heard them. I want to know what his thoughts were on the governor of Louisiana's response to this whole deal with LSU.
Well, I thought it was terrible. He's a 24-carat moron. he's a 24-carat moron. He had a good athletic director. But did the athletic director hire a bad football coach? Maybe so. But he's also hired some good people, and he's not a stupo. And I just think the guy that was there was rubbing his hands together thinking he's going to get the job. I didn't say that this morning when I said that we had a new athletic director, but I just look at his face. I think he's rubbing his hands together thinking, I'm going to be – I don't know the governor also I don't know the governor doesn't know anything about football. And
is he looking at just the finance? Does he give a rant about
the governor has always been had his nose stuck in football at LSU. And we're fixing to have a new governor who is going to be a football coach. Tommy Tuberville, it ain't going to be close. And so I don't think that Tommy, you know, if Tommy's asked, he will, but he's not going to know. Like he's going to try to tell him how to run a football program particularly. So some people didn't like the way he ran it. So
I just thought that is a terrible, and especially when you're trying to hire a football coach, I just think that is a terrible look, you know, when you're in the process of where they are right now trying to hire somebody.
Yeah, well, everybody thought it was a guy. You got to know, you can hear the guy's voice and tell he's a 24-carat moron.
That's just Cajun. He's Cajun.
I don't care what he is. There are times, gentlemen, that they're country Cajun. He's a country Cajun. He doesn't know Fanny from left field.
Yeah.
He's kind of like I am. He's in right field without a glove. It's two out.
Barry, I knew that I would get some good feedback off of that question.
Yeah, well, it was. They had to get everything back in order. So that guy who was the interim AD, it got him the AD job. They just took the interim tag off yesterday to get it smoothed over. Kim Mulkey was upset about him. Firing that athletic director. He took care of her.
Let me give you a little secret. When you hire a guy, you give him all you can give
him. And a girl. Yeah. Now, you hadn't heard Jay Johnson say anything, but all right, we're trying to talk Toyota. So, all right, what's the hottest Toyota right now? If I wanted to go out there and get the best deal, but the hottest one out there right now, Justin.
Well, the number one selling vehicle in the United States for 2 years running in a row that overtook the Camrys, the RAV4. It is the best value. It has special financing on it. We have, check this out. So, you know, Toyota's now getting into the Toyota-thon, end of the year closeout, all that kind of stuff. So when I start telling you about all this inventory, I'm also got to tell you that, there's dealer incentive cash right now that Toyota gives you on vehicles. Some you don't even have to finance. You know, sometimes the Southeast Toyota will give you like $1,000, you know, to finance, and you can finance for a little while and pay it off or whatever you want to do. But there's just so many incentives right now, you know, to get the best deal. And obviously that's what we want, because we want the vehicles gone. We're not in love with them. So, you know, if you want to capitalize in the month of November, December on a time where Toyota's really in a push, you know, now, you expect me to say, hey, it's a great time to buy a car. No, it really is. Right now, we can give you the best value, the best deal, and trades are still bringing good money. So whatever you're driving is going to bring good, and we can give you a great deal right now. And like I say, you start all that, you know, at TuscaloosaToyota.com.
One of the problems, you got so many cars on the lot, Justin, is I think a lot of people were trying to use this blue plate as a down payment.
Yeah.
And they're suffering right now, Justin.
Yeah.
They're suffering.
That's a cut on me. Just talk to Goober.
Justin, do you have any suggestion for this week?
Goober put his knee on the ground 1 foot before the touchdown.
He had Georgia, and the guy's going to go in. He's got a walk-in touchdown to end the game. He's going to cover. And then he just got shot at the 1 yard line, just fell to his knee, Justin.
I will say that I said this before he started doing the blue plates. There's just doing that. I'm not trying to give him. I know you knock him every time I come on here about something, and it could be warranted. But I don't see with the parity. It's so much parity now. How, you know, picking games is how's Doug Bell? How'd he do? What's his record now?
He's one game over 500.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So
he's actually doing better than he normally does, but picking games, they can have it, man. That stuff is tough. So, you know, they got to give him a little bit of sympathy, Barry.
Well, I was just saying if you had anything you could help him, if you knew anything. Who's Gordo got this weekend?
Gordo's at home against, who are they playing this week?
Oh my gosh, Justin. Your son's on the team.
Listen, it's Walter Welborn.
Who?
Your dad's going to help us with that
Walter
one.
Walter Welborn.
Who? Walter Welborn. I've been living in the state for a thousand years. I've never heard of Walter Welborn. Where the heck is Walter Welborn?
Exactly. You asked me who we were playing, and I didn't know.
Walter Welborn.
Yeah. That's the name. They were the 4 seed. Maybe this will help you. They are the 4 seed in a region that has Piedmont, I don't know.
Glencoe. I don't even need to hear anymore. Gordo's on the next round.
I don't know.
Walter Welburn.
I hope your players are not listening mentally to physical.
Walter Welburn. If you've heard of Walter Welburn, send me an app message and tell me where the heck it is. So
somebody out there listening went to school there, probably.
No, I've heard of Walter, and I've heard of somebody. I went to school with somebody with the last name Welburn, but I never heard of a school. Walter Welburn.
They have no
Gordo hosts them Friday night.
Is he rich? Is Walter Welburn rich? Maybe he wants to buy a Toyota. Maybe he wants to buy a Toyota.
That is a good big school, son.
Ain't a big school. What is Gordo? 3A?
3A.
Yeah, so it's a middle of the road. All right. Thank you, Justin.
Y'all have a great day. Look forward to next week.
See you, buddy.
You
do. All right. Walter Welburn. Anniston area, according to Cowboy.
Don't be knocking, Walter.
I'm just not knocking them. I just never heard of them. Chase, you ever heard of them? You're not from here. You ain't never heard of Walter Welburn. But I've never heard of them.
I've been through there when I was coming.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give you Walter Welburn against Gordo. How about that?
I'll take your 21 points.
You got it. You listen to Tide 100.9 and 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. We're looking at some heavies down on 69 in the southbound direction at Maxwell Loop Road. An accident has traffic very thick in the immediate area, and this is actually just after Maxwell Loop Road. And then we've also got extremely heavy traffic moving on the northbound lanes of 69 onto Skyland Boulevard with your bumper-to-bumper delay.
I want to keep this family farm in our family.
Help protect American farmers. Visit research4.us. Paid for by Research for a Stronger America.
Crimson Tide today, presented by Pearl River Resort in Choctaw, Mississippi. Online at pearlriverresort.com. And Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Online at TuscaloosaCDJR.com. And by DCH Regional Medical Center. Online at DCHSystem.com.
From the University of Alabama, this is Crimson Tide Today. It's a daily update on Bama sports and it's brought to you by Kaneka Sausage, a true Southern flavor since 1947 and the official smoked sausage of the Crimson Tide. Order online at KanekaSausage.com. Hello again, everybody. I'm Roger Hoover. On yesterday's edition of Crimson Drive, driven by NASCAR, we were joined by Alabama running back Daniel Hill.
When I got my offer from Alabama, sitting with Nick Saban, it was crazy. Because, I mean, I've always been, like, a fan of Alabama. I never really seen myself playing for Alabama, but I've always been a fan just seeing Nick Saban, you know, seeing the championships, everything like that. So when he when I got the offer from Alabama, it was crazy. I didn't know what to say. Like, he told me I had the offer. I just sat there. I didn't know. Yeah, I mean, I've been coming up here for a while. I've been coming up here since, like, third grade. My dad been bringing players up here, recruits and everything. And just being around him, being around his injuries, seeing the way he coaches, it was.
I'll have more in a moment.
Hello, Tide fans. This is Chris Stewart for Kaneka Sausage. Kaneka's an Alabama fan favorite we all know and love. It's made from the finest cuts of pork, their patented blend of seasonings, and smoked over a pure hickory fire for that true hickory smoked southern flavor. Kaneka Sausage is always great on the grill and perfect for tailgating. Pick up a pack and enjoy your family's favorite recipes at any meal of the day. Kaneka Sausage, a game day tradition, and the official smoked sausage of the Crimson Tide.
Join us tonight for Hey Coach and the Kalen DeBoer Show, live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa at 6 p.m. Central. Hey Coach and the Kalen DeBoer Show, always presented by Alpha Insurance. You can listen on our full radio network, the Varsity Network app, as well as watch the video stream on all Alabama Athletics social media platforms. Crimson Tide Today is brought to you by Kaneka Sausage. Crimson Tide Today is a production of the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Another beautiful day today with a sunny sky, the high 74. Clear tonight, the low 48. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, the high 75. Friday, increasingly cloudy, the chance of a shower by afternoon. Friday's high 74. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 59 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
Mr. SEC Tournament Wimp Sanderson gives you his excellent analysis every weekday on Inside the Locker Room, right here on Tide 100.9.
Inside the Locker Room, get right to the Yellowwood Hotline. It's been a probably easy week to do a radio show down in Auburn, Opelika. Basketball season started, so that's all anybody wants to talk about down there, Chase. But he's with ESPN 106.7 The Drive down in Auburn, Opelika. I heard him ask John Cohen a question in the press conference, so I know he was there. Bill Cameron. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Hey, Bill. Doing pretty good, Barry. Yeah, it's been it hadn't been tough to get through a few hours this week. Matter of fact, we were scheduled to be off Monday because we had both women's and men's basketball coming up, but we had to move things around because there was no way we could miss Monday.
Yeah. How are things down there? Have they settled a little bit? I saw DJ Durkin press conference. He talked about Knicks was going to call the plays and he was going to be the only one calling the plays. I don't know if that was not a shot at Hugh Freeze, but trying to maybe instill some confidence in the offense and maybe the fan base. Just kind of give us an overview on how everything's going.
It appears to be going pretty well. I mean, if we were talking last week and it was one of those situations where, you felt like it was coming, but there needed to be that absolute no question. There's going to have to be a change made. And boy, Saturday night sure showed that. I mean, that's as bad an offensive performance on top of what had been, Auburn's worst offense in years. I think everybody knew that it was coming. And DJ, the guy that makes perfect sense being the interim head coach. Boy, the defense has played so well. When you look around and you see that there's three teams in the country that haven't allowed more than 24 points in a game all year, and those are Auburn, and then the numbers one and two teams in the country in Ohio State and Indiana. And when you're doing that and you're 1-5 in conference, I mean, Auburn is so far behind the next to the worst team in the Southeastern Conference offensively, averaging 15 points a game in conference. Mm-hmm. It's something that had to be done. And Derek, it's going to be interesting to see how, if we notice changes. We had a chance to go out and watch practice for a little while yesterday. Things looked, practice looked about the same, although a couple of the players did say that they feel like they're going to take some more shots downfield. And you would think with Derek Nix having been a running back and a really good running back, that maybe Auburn will commit a little bit more to the run. But they've got to do something to get some more offense because this defense, time and time again, has kept them in games and they just haven't been able to score.
Yep.
You're not going to name the head coach because you don't know and I don't either. But we got four football jobs open last time I counted.
In the conference, in the league.
Yeah. Would it be bad to ask you if I ask you to name three that might say that or you'd rather not say that?
What's that? A team?
It might come from these three.
These three coaches that they may hire.
Three coaches. Yeah.
Well, early on, it seems like, and sometimes, the names you hear early aren't the ones there at the end, but John Sumrall's name has been out there and he's an Alabama native, played at Kentucky, and he's really done a good job both at Troy and Tulane. So I think he's someone you have to keep an eye on. I think Kenny Dillingham at Arizona State, especially when you're trying to, figure, how to improve the offense. I wonder about, Eli Drinkwitz at Missouri because – Can you you know, can you continue to do what he's done there? I think those are some guys. We'll Brent Key leave his alma mater at Georgia Tech. He's another guy who grew up in the state of Alabama, grew up in the Birmingham area. So those are some guys. One thing I will say is I feel pretty confident in saying that Auburn feels like they can compete. There's nothing that's going to prevent them from competing with anybody out there for the guy that they want as the next head coach. I mean, I think that their financial situation. John Cohen commented on this, and we've talked to some other folks around the athletic department that their NIL situation and some of the things that they have done will put them right there at the top of the list as far as being able to match or top anybody's offer. And we were also told that the first thing that the agents for the coaches that are being contacted or might be contacting different schools, because don't think that doesn't happen. But the first question they want to know about is the NIL situation, and I think Auburn feels they're positioned as well or better than anybody in this league and probably around the country right now.
Well, for an outside looking in, and that's me, I think it's been a poor evaluation process. I think the money has been there, but I think the evaluation, and I know it's hard to evaluate certain positions, but I think overall, maybe the evaluation process has been the big problem, because I think you've had some money.
Evaluation of the players or the coach?
Yeah, of the players.
Yeah.
The coaches
evaluating
absolutely.
Players.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they've absolutely. I mean, they've missed two straight times on quarterback, and you know the decision to bring Payson Thorne back and not pursue somebody like a Diego Pavia or Fernando Mendoza, who've been out there in the pool, and then going all in on Jackson Arnold this past year. I mean, that ultimately has to fall back with the head coach, regardless of who's starts the evaluation, and that's something that is obviously missed. And these days, you know, we've talked about it. I mean, you used to be able to perhaps be able to win and compete with a game manager type quarterback. Now it's even more important that you have a playmaker, and you've got to make the right decision there. You whiff at quarterback, and there's really nothing you can do.
You know, I hear you on the NIL, but the NIL now is so unless I'm missing something, I know a lot of people front-loaded a bunch of money towards guys before the new rules kicked in. Now you got the revenue share, so you're sharing the 21.5, whatever it is, and they're getting a percentage of that. But so I don't know that you can go out and just buy these guys now with the NIL, can you? Because now you got that $600 deal there, so I know people front loaded it, but is there as much money, not just Auburn, but anywhere, flowing around to go out and buy recruits anymore? Because I think everybody's kind of handcuffed with the new system in place. Is that not true, Bill?
It seems like it, but I think that decision to move the Baylor game to Atlanta is going to bring in anywhere from $5 to $8 million on top of the NIL that they have, and they feel like some of the third party deals that they have available are going to be able to give them a bit of an edge there. That's just, you know, that's what we're hearing. So, you're not going to be able to, that's not going to do it for every single player, but you want to be able to, if it comes down to it and if that's the tiebreaker, you want to be able to have that advantage, and that's what they feel like they do right now.
You know, one of the things, I don't know how you maneuver this. You got these receivers with big names. Now, they haven't, it's not their fault. They don't have huge stats, this, that, and the other. And there'll be a lot of people that would take those guys. And so what do they do? Do they put their name in the portal and see what they can get out of there? Does Auburn have to pony up and pay them more to keep them. If they do that, then that keeps them from getting guys coming in. But you got to retain the really good players you got, and then you got to go out. I guess it seems like if you read the tea leaves of social media, is Deuce Knight as good as they thought? It seemed like he was maybe getting out of there. Now Durkin, he's putting stuff on social media about him, so maybe he'll finally get his opportunity. I don't know. I don't even know what I'm asking, but trying to retain the really good players they got, how difficult is that going to be? And will we see Deuce Knight, if he's maybe is the future, will we see him any this season?
You know, that's a good question, Barry. He's only played in one ball game, so he could play in the rest and still retain a year of eligibility. But no, you're right. I mean, juggling this roster, trying to keep the players. The good thing for teams that are making changes right now is players can announce, but they can't officially enter the portal until either the portal opens in January or 5 days after you name a head coach. So it does give you a little bit of time to try to retain players, but you're still not. I mean, the players want to know who their coach is going to be. They want to know who the head coach is going to be. They want to know who their position coach is going to be. And when you're talking about receivers, they want to know who their quarterback's going to be. So those are some things that you can promise you might be able to, have some agreements in place. But you're not going to be able to firm that up until those decisions are made. And that's why I think one of the things when I asked John about that timetable, and I think he's really really going to try to do his best to have a coach in place as soon as he can after the Iron Bowl. And have it done well in advance of the portal opening, and also if they can, you know, before the start of the signing period on December 3rd.
I almost think if John Summerall's your guy, I almost think you just go to him right now and say, "Look, we're going to give you the job. You got to leave now." I hate it, but are we worried about Auburn? You got to leave now, not to come coach, just to come get everything in house in order, get around these players, watch them practice. If he's not your guy, I mean, he can leave now. Now, whether he would or not, maybe he'd say, well, I'm not doing that. But I think if he's your guy, you got to decide whether he's your guy and go get him right now and not wait, Bill.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. I mean, the guys I was talking about, I think the way that John Cohen was talking about it, it looks like, between DJ Durkin and some other guys that are coaching right now, you know, there's been some speculation. What about, you know, look, James Franklin, and, you know, some people wondered about, you know, Jimbo wants to get back into coaching. But John pretty much said it's, you know, the other candidates are coaching right now. It would be, you know, sure, it'd be the best for you, for Auburn in their situation to be able to have that guy in place. But I wonder how many guys are going to leave, while they still have a month to go in the regular season.
Well, don't let their wives see that salary number. She'll be saying, honey, 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 you just stay here. I'll get the kids through school. You just get on over there and let's get this thing moving. So, I don't know.
Will there be some in-house interviews, some two or three people besides the athletic director who goes or gets? I know they'll follow your plane, all that crap, but is it not liable to be a personal interviews by the athletic director or
other than John?
Yeah.
I think he was pretty firm about that. Look, you know, he is a data driven guy, and I mean, he really wants as much information as possible. But I think he wants to be the one that is doing that one on one. I mean, he may have somebody with him, but it may not be the same person every time. I think he wanted to make it pretty clear
that
he runs the search committee, that he is the search committee.
Okay,
is that smart? To do it that way?
I guess we'll find out after the hire. I mean, I don't know. I mean, we've seen committees mess things up plenty of times.
Yeah, I don't need a big committee, but I thought John. Go ahead.
If it's a guy that sponsors our show, that's correct, man.
John, and I think he appreciated the guy asking the question. They talked about that Auburn has, you know, every time you hear something about Auburn, everybody always says Yellowwood. I don't know. Dad could tell you, obviously, how much he really is involved with these things. I know what kind of man Jimmy Rain is. He's a really good guy. He's a giving guy. And John went out of his way to say, nobody has told me, hey, hire this guy, anything with coaching hires since I've been here. That is a rumor. He didn't use the word rumor, and I'm not saying it the exact way, but he basically said from a school in the state, which everybody knows it's Alabama, was he being honest? Was he being truthful about that where he doesn't talk to other people or people don't come to him with their suggestions? Or
he didn't say he didn't talk to other people. He didn't say there might be suggestions. So yeah. I think you also have to look at exactly the way he worded that. So
you absolutely
will talk to some other people, especially, people that have done that much for the school and get their thoughts. I think what he's saying is, he hasn't felt pressured or, gotten that call and said, you've got to go this way. Or so I think that's the situation. I think that's the way it is anywhere. There are going to be a couple of people that when they call, you're going to pick up the phone.
For John, I was watching that Auburn Bethune-Cookman game. I was like, oh, God, if they lose this game, Stephen Pearl's first game. And Bethune-Cookman, I don't know. I mean, the name doesn't sound good, but they actually looked really good.
Yes,
you know, and then you think, oh, they got it one. They fouled a three-point shooter. How much pressure is on John Cohen for Stephen Pearl to do really good this year?
I don't know that going to be so much this year. I think people will be watching closely. If it's a big drop off, then the pressure will be on for next year. But yeah, I mean, there are people wondering, you know, is Stephen ready? And was that something that was part of Bruce's happiness or staying at Auburn? I don't know that that's completely true, but sure, there'll be people that are looking.
But did Bruce Pearl
definitely got to get better? They've got to get better defensively. They've got some scores, but they really have some work to do defensively.
Did Bruce Pearl orchestrate this whole thing? Like he knew, and if he knew if he stretched it out, I know he said he woke up and he didn't, whatever. But where he tried to figure out the best way to do it for Stephen to get the job, where he almost left him no choice.
It's hard not to think that. I mean, he knew when the timing was there. I think he was really torn as to what he was going to do.
Yeah.
But then I think it also made it easier when he was able to look and say this is the way that it's going to that we can do it, that it'll work out the way that he would like. So I think it's a combination of those things. But I don't know that he was 100% sure that he wasn't going to coach, but I do think it's something that he'd been thinking about and obviously realized that if he stepped down at that time, it'd be very difficult for Auburn to go in any other direction.
Well, he sure did land on his feet pretty fast. I saw him on True TV two nights ago.
That's not a surprise.
Hey, yeah, John, do you realize that Barry was in diapers when they got me the job? And oh my heavens, they got the selection of me. They busted my fanny. They busted me for everything. They called Coach Bryant didn't want basketball. They was this guy.
Who's they? I always love when people say they.
The writers, you know who, the one that wants to make money off calling you a dog. Yeah. He still has a radio show.
Yeah, who is this guy? That's right.
Yeah,
they, oh, my heavens, they ain't more. It's awful. Mm. So, we'll see. I'm glad Barry didn't hear it.
There you go. All right. I don't know what else there is to talk about. It should be interesting. I think they got, I mean, is DJ Durkin, His record, he wasn't a head coach long. I think it's 11 and 15. Yeah. So, is he, I mean, I guess if he won out, would he get the job, Bill?
If he won out, it'd be hard not to, you know, not to have him there at the top of the list. I mean, it's, look, his defense have been so good everywhere he has been. And his players, I think his players really, really like playing for him. He's an energetic, you know, full speed ahead kind of guy. So, and that's one of the, you know, John was talking about edge. DJ Durkin's got an edge. There's no question about that. So I think, yeah, you've got to consider him as a serious candidate. And if he gets things started with a win in Nashville Saturday, yeah, he definitely, there'll be more and more support for it.
Yeah. All right, Bill, tell everybody they can find you. And I'm sure they'll want to tune in and find out what's going on down there. You guys will know.
Yeah, we're taking everybody. You know, we're sort of trying to do a little poll and see who the most popular candidate is. Not that John's going to pay attention to that, but I mean, it's sort of fun to just follow along. I think Lane Kiffin, of course, is at the top of everybody's list right now. But yeah, it's the drive every
Mark him all.
4-6 on ESPN 106.7. Go ahead. What was that, Wimp?
He was saying Mark Lane Kiffin all for Auburn.
Yeah. I've said that as well. But, yeah, we'd love for you to join in. Check us out on ESPNAU.com or RadioAlabama.net.
Thank you, Bill.
All right, guys. Bill. Have a great week.
All right. Is he gone? Make sure you don't talk to Kevin Skarbinski if you don't hire TJ Durkin, Bill. All right, let's tell him about Bryant Bank before we get to break.
I'm gonna make a call.
No, don't do that to DJ.
I'm gonna make a call and find out what's going on.
All right, tell him about Bryant Bank.
Not to Kevin. I ain't calling
him. Not Kevin. Don't tell him what Kevin said.
Oh, I ain't telling him jack crap. He ain't gonna tell me anything anyway.
Yeah, there you go.
But I'm gonna make him tell me. What am I supposed to? Oh, Bryant Bank. I'm telling you, going in Bryant Bank is like going in a real bank. I mean, they got great people in there. They will do everything they possibly can to please you. You have a business or a personal account. You can bank online around the clock. And get this statement. Your money will be safe. They'll guard it. They'll know exactly if anybody's trying to tinker with it behind the scenes. They'll know everything that goes on with your bank with your money, and they will do a great job in trying to help you be satisfied with what you use as transactions throughout the year. So go by Bryant Bank. Tell you heard Barry and I on Inside the Locker Room, and that you want to open up a business and personal account, and then call us and tell us how good we are.
All right. We'll talk to David on Friday about, he's on me about managers do actually manage, and they make decisions that matter. And he's referencing the Dodgers manager by some of the lineup changes that he made. So I've conceded.
That's throwing a home plate.
That Ooh. Guy's foot was off the plate. The Blue Jays won it. Oh, they didn't review it. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230. Yeah, they didn't review it long enough. Tide 100.9, 1230 at WTBC is the home of Alabama sports.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. We've got a crash on McFarland eastbound at I-20. Now, this is definitely costing you some slow-and-go traffic. And then we're also looking at, actually, delays are starting to kind of dissipate here on 43 southbound lanes onto McFarland. Not near as heavy of a backup, as a matter of fact. It's just
time powertrain warranty. And right now, get up to $7,000 off new Nissans. Family-owned, serving Tuscaloosa for over 50 years. Townsend Nissan, where peace of mind comes standard.
Road tripping, business travel, or bringing your car in for repairs. All great reasons to rent a Toyota at Tuscaloosa Toyota. You can rent the latest Toyota models for a day, a week, or a weekend. Every Toyota rental car comes with 24 hours roadside assistance.
17 Pro, 256 gigs, $1,099.99, and new line minimum $100 plus a month plan with auto pay plus taxes and fees required. Best mobile network in the U.S. based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data 1H2025. Visit T-Mobile.com.
The best place for your high school football coverage is right here on Tide 100.9 and online on Tide100.9.com.
I feel good.
Inside the Locker Room is brought to you by Vinegar Tip, brought to you by Michael McGuire, State Farm Insurance, 205-752-8500. Michael's our guy. Let him become yours. What is the vinegar tip? Somebody sent me a vinegar tip, too. I'll send it to you.
I need it. I'm telling you right now, I'm talking about this food. Some people thinking, well, but I need to tell them about, because it's time that, you know, I'm talking about some asparagus today. And how to put some vinaigrette on it, and also the, and what you want to do with your bell peppers, in sterilized jars, and top it off with some boiling vinegar, put that on there and seal it tight, and store it for 2 weeks, and it'll serve it. Bell peppers would be good. Olives and pimentos, covered with vinegar, can be kept almost indefinitely in the refrigerator. And you talk about something good. Now, if you want to make, I'm going to cook this for the ladies, the men too, or there's a cooker, and he's going to cook my steak, what do you say? Make an excellent non-creamy coleslaw dressing. Now, you hear that?
Yeah.
And you get 1 tablespoonful of vegetable oil, 2 tablespoons of sugar, 1/4 cup of seasoned rice vinegar, 1/2 teaspoon of dry mustard, salt and pepper, and you'll make a great coleslaw. And that'll be good. That'll go with that steak that Barry's going to fix for me one of these days for long. So,
All right. Anyway. That's brought to you by, Steve Hellum follows me on X. He sent me a deal. Mix, probably too early to give this, but mix 2/3 of vinegar, 1/3 of water. Spray it on windows and watch the ice melt away.
Yeah,
definitely right. Making a bottle of this for the winter. Gary just walked in. Gary can never be a burglar, Chase. When he comes in, he's like my wife. He is so loud. He's throwing things on the desk. If he ever robbed your house, he'd be in jail. All right, get the yellow. Go ahead. Yeah.
Well,
what's up, Tom?
Talking about food.
Morning. How are you?
Talking about food, man. That little grandson of mine.
Yeah.
I took him upstairs.
They lost.
And I was going to call Jenny, and that booger bear ate some chicken wings, and I turned around and looked back, and he's gone for more.
Yeah.
That boy was eating him some chicken wings.
Chicken fingers or wings?
I don't know what the crap they were. He saw me like them.
Anyway, all right, what's up, Tom?
Morning, Barry. Tom. Morning, Coach. How are y'all? Yes,
sir. We're good. I didn't know you all. I'm sorry.
We're good.
No, don't worry about it, Coach. I'm glad to hear about your grandson enjoying himself.
Yeah. Now, when I go to the game, he always looks at me, why can't we go up in the suite? I'm like, well, I don't have a ticket.
You got to tell him, because I ain't granddaddy.
Yeah. I don't think he has a pass either. He just kind of walks up there.
What I did, Tom, a bunch of them spoke to me, but the guys that didn't speak, you couldn't tell who I was or didn't know me, I'd introduce myself so my grandson would think I was real popular.
Well, I'll tell you why they don't ask you for a pass when you go up there, because they like the rest of them. They scared as hell to ask you for it. But, you know, back in the summer, Alabama was on a pretty good little recruiting run, and they were getting a lot of verbals and all like that. From kids that wanted to come play, and Auburn got panicky, and they've come out, and John Cohen and Coach Freeze, you remember, they put out that statement, well, you better make sure about what you're going to get paid before you do all that committing. And you know they were talking about the kids that were committing to Alabama. You remember when that happened?
I do, 100%.
Yeah.
Okay, now fast forward to November. Now, what about that statement now? What about the mentality of John Cohen and Hugh Freeze, and Hugh sitting there going, you know what, if they'll pay me, I'll get out of here. And so what about all that now?
Well, you're comparing that to the NIL?
Well, you know,
here's what I don't understand about the NIL. You know, they were able to front load all these players till these new rules kicked in. Now the new rules are in, everybody's pretty much, you know, unless you're given a higher percentage of the revenue share to football, everybody, you kind of still all got the same. I don't know if you can go out and just outspend people now. Can you, Tom?
I don't know. All I know is that I hope that Alabama's got enough to keep our basketball and football team going and keep, you know, looking like a destination for some of these good players. That's all I worry about. I don't know how it works. It's not up to me. I'm just saying people made comments like Cohen and Freeze did in the summer. Nobody knew what the hell they was talking about, and obviously they did.
Well, you know, Bill Cameron said they moved that game to Atlanta. They had a home game. They moved it to Atlanta. That's going to give them $5 to $7 more million to pay the players. I guess they'll do events. I don't know how that works.
To your point, can you just like say, okay, we're going to give $8 million and it's going to be labeled NIL? I thought, like you said to him, there was a $600 limit unless you can prove it's a viable product that you're endorsing.
Yeah, like, but I know Alabama basketball goes out and plays in Vegas, and they, you know, they're playing for money out there, so that puts more money. I don't know. There's things we don't know about this NIL, and I think that's one of the things that the coach from Tennessee was saying. It's like driving in the fog. Nobody even knows what you can do. It changes so much, and we don't know what you can do. So, and I don't have any idea how much these guys are making.
But I was wondering about those comments they made in the summer in relation to the record that they have now.
Yeah.
That was a lot of empty air, in my opinion. I thought it was empty air when they said it, and it's proven to be empty air now. Am I right or wrong?
Seems like it. They got to get a quarterback. I don't know what they got. They got to get a quarterback over there that can play.
Well, they admitted, you know, that the evaluating of quarterbacks has been, even Bill, who's as honest as the day is long, I do believe, that the evaluating that they've done on quarterbacks has been pathetic. And that's also proof of that on the field, too.
Yeah, they tell me this, this Keelan Russell here, it's something else. I think they'll probably be all right. If Ty goes pro.
It's gonna be something.
Yeah, well, you say Ty's gonna go. Ty will go. He's projected to go so high. So that'll help you keep Keelan Russell, I would think. So, all right, Tom. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Tom.
See y'all.
All right, that's it for today's show. We got to get out of here and make way for the burglar. Gary Harris is in and ready to roll. Chase, stay awake for Gary now. Don't be falling asleep on us. We put Chase to sleep one time. Chase, you're going to have to get you some coffee over there, my man. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports. Have a great day, everybody.